Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on Ticket Giveaway Palooza Friday here on WWGH Radio. Maggie was our first winner in of the ticket giveaways this morning, but we do have two more giveaways, one this hour and one next hour. So get in. You can win several times. There's no limit on the amount of times you can win, and you can enter as many times as you like. Now, we've got tickets to Drew Hill Sunday night at the Ohio State Fair, Nelly Saturday night at the Ohio State Fair, and Foreigner tonight at the Ohio State Fair. So let's get the competition started for our second hour. Maggie got the Nelly tickets in hour number one, but we do have more Nelly tickets to give away. We've got Foreigner and we've got Drew Hill. All right. Name something that supermodels would rather do without. How about that? Five answers. Name something that supermodels would rather do without. Supermodels would rather do without what? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Starving themselves.
Starving themselves. Let's see. Yeah, well, not starving themselves, really. What would they do without? Kind of the opposite of that.
Do without eating?
Yeah, do without eating. Food, diet food, that sort of thing. All right, Mike, I got you in. Mike's in again here. Name something that supermodels would rather do without. Now remember, you can enter as many times as you like here. 740-751-4038. Name something supermodels would rather do without. Food was number one. What are the other four answers? What would supermodels rather do without? What an interesting category this is. 740-751-4038. Now remember, we've got tickets to Foreigner. We've got tickets to Nelly Saturday night. And Drew Hill on Sunday night. And still tickets to Foreigner tonight, if that's somewhere you'd want to go. Name something a supermodel would rather do without. Well, you got to figure, what do supermodels have? Does anybody know? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Pimples.
Pimples. Well, flaws are on here, so I'll say that. Would you like to get in the competition?
Nah.
Okay, thanks for playing. Flaws, number five on the list. Name something supermodels would rather do without. What would supermodels rather do without? 740-751-4038. Tickets to Foreigner tonight. Nelly Saturday night. Drew Hill on Sunday night. At the Ohio State Fair. That's what hangs in the balance. Name something supermodels would rather do without. 740-751-4038. Food was number one. Flaws was number five. There's still three answers in the middle. What are they? 740-751-4038. Name something supermodels would rather do without. Now remember, again, you've got to think, what do supermodels have? And then you have to say, well, would they want to do without these things? 740-751-4038. Name something supermodels would rather do without.
Go ahead, caller.
What about Photoshop?
Photoshop. No Photoshop. Good guess, though.
No Photoshop on the list. Something supermodels would rather do without. And again, you would have to think, what do supermodels have? And then we could go on to, what do they want to do without? 740-751-4038. What? Name something that supermodels would rather do without. Kind of a complicated category here. What would supermodels rather do without? 740-751-4038. 75 degrees and sunny skies here today. Going to do a drawing again at the end of this hour. We still have two tickets left for Foreigner tonight at the Ohio State Fair. Still tickets left for Nelly tomorrow night, Saturday night at the Ohio State Fair. And still tickets left for Drew Hill Sunday night at the Ohio State Fair. Who's going to get the tickets? 740-751-4038. Name something supermodels would rather do without. Must be a complicated category here this morning. Mike is the only one in this hour so far. Waiting for some other entries. Now remember, if you don't want the tickets, you can still call in and guess. And just let me know that you don't want the tickets. And we'll move on to the next person. Maybe there's something good going on television right now. What is this, the Price is Right hour? Let's see here.
Go ahead, caller.
Stiletto heels, those high heels.
Those high heels, number two. Thanks, Trish.
Welcome.
Trish says high heels, that's true.
Go ahead, caller.
I have the ultimate answer for you, Scott.
All right.
Now, you are the interviewer to the stars, right? And I won't get arrested for saying the because you said it's okay since you went to OSU, right?
Yeah, I believe that's okay.
So they could do without interview requests from Scott Spears because you talk to all the important people.
No, but see, they want...
Isn't that the greatest answer that I could possibly think of?
Well, that's a good answer, but the problem is, see, they want those calls from me.
Why?
Because they want to be interviewed by the King interviewer.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, maybe it's kind of an opposite answer, but that's a good wisecrack answer.
Yeah, see, these are something that supermodels would rather do without.
Okay, can I give, like, a similar answer? A real answer would be autograph requests or just fans congregating, looking at them, you know?
You know, I bet they could do without those. Not on the list, but a good guess.
Okay, well, that's a real answer. I don't know what else would... I mean, a supermodel, to me, is kind of like a dream job. But, okay, well, I thought
well,
I would...
Don't hold
it. Wise guy answer. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Okay, bye-bye.
Now, did I enjoy that? I don't know. Hard to tell from moment to moment. Name something that supermodels would rather do without. There's been a lot of questions about Adam lately. I don't want to get into that, but there's been some questions if you've been listening. Name something that supermodels would rather do without. We've got food, high heels, and flaws. There are still two answers left here. Now Adam said autographs and interviews, but there's one kind of like that, in the world that we live in now, if you think about it. Now, you can enter as many times as you like here today, something a supermodel would rather do without. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
What about photo shoots?
Okay, photo shoots are... what do you have at photo shoots?
Cameras.
Cameras. That's the one I was going for. All right, got you in again, Mike. Thanks. Go ahead, caller.
The long gowns.
No long gowns.
Long gowns not on the list today. Name something supermodels would rather do without. We got food, high heels, cameras, and flaws. Still one answer left to go here. Now, this is a real easy answer if you think about supermodels. What do supermodels use a lot of? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Makeup.
Makeup. You have got it. Who do we have on the line?
This is Kim.
Kim. All right, Kim. You're in the competition.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say makeup.
You know, we just got it, but yes, I'll put you in, too. Got you in, Judy.
Oh, I just got in the house. Turn the radio on.
Oh,
okay.
No problem. I know we got a little delay working there. You and Kim both get in on makeup.
Okay, I gave them to the lady at the lobby. She could use a couple more, so I'm trying again.
All right. Well, you got two chances here.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Next category. Now we got Mike in twice, Kim and Judy Summers. We've still got Nelly, Foreigner, and Drew Hill tickets here. Next category. Mike is no longer the only one. I bet Mike's ticked off about that. Name something at your company holiday party that could lead you to embarrass yourself. What a long answer that is. Name something at your... You know what? We're skipping that one because that seems more like a holiday question. So forget that. Hold on. See if I read ahead. We'd be better off. Okay, name a food that's made from corn. I like this one better. Name a food that's made from corn.
Go ahead, caller.
Go ahead, caller. I thought I would just play on the rumor about Adam. People just smoking pot or also people drinking too much. And just
see, I wasn't going to bring it up. I wasn't going to bring that up.
It's legal in many areas, so that's nothing that necessarily wouldn't happen. In Michigan, it's legal. So
yeah, but you won't tell us if you do or don't, so it's kind of a moot point.
Well, when you tell us if you've been vaccinated, I'll do a one-for-one exchange.
Yeah, but now see that tells me... See, here's my psychology on this whole thing now that you've said that. That makes me think that you do, because if you didn't, you would just say you weren't. But you want me to say that I'm vaccinated, so I'm thinking that you're saying that you do this.
You never know with me. I'm enigmatic like a lot of people. Radio people in general are very enigmatic.
You'd be radioactive, so. I guess. Well, thanks, Adam.
Well, I'm active on the radio, so I guess I'm sort of radioactive.
That too.
That is, it's got to be there, though. All right, see you later.
Okay. Go ahead, caller.
Cornbread.
What's that?
Cornbread.
Cornbread, number two on the list. Gotcha, Mike. Go ahead, caller.
Corn pudding.
Corn pudding? Well, that's interesting. No corn pudding on the list.
How about scallop corn?
No scallop corn on the list.
Well.
I know. How can that be? Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say cornmeal.
Cornmeal. Were you laughing at Adam there?
No, I was trying to get the phone and stuff.
Oh, I'd laugh at Adam. I think he's out of his mind. I don't know what he's talking about.
No, I had hung up, and then I was calling back in. But I didn't hear too much what he said because he was talking, so I figured I'd have to call back in.
Well, there's been this question if Adam uses marijuana, and he keeps bringing it up. I have let it die, but he keeps bringing it up.
Well, probably about everybody does anymore, so.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. What was the guess again?
Cornmeal.
Cornmeal. No cornmeal on the list.
All right. Name a food that's made from corn. 740-751-4038. A food that's made from corn. All we've got so far is cornbread. We've got Mike in three times, Judy Summers in once, and Kim in once. Now, you can get in as many times as you like this hour. We're going to draw again at the end of the hour like we did last hour. We've got tickets to Drew Hill, Nelly, and Foreigner at the Ohio State Fair. Foreigner tonight, Nelly Saturday, and Drew Hill on Sunday. Go ahead, caller.
What about ethanol?
No ethanol on the list. Go ahead, caller.
I think there's a cooking oil made from corn. I don't know if it's canola or another one.
I think you're no cooking oil on the list, but a good guess. Go ahead, caller.
How about corn dogs?
Oh, that's a good one. No corn dogs on the list.
Boy, I'll tell you, three good answers there, and none of them on this particular list. No corn dogs. Name a food that's made from corn. 740-751-4038. Name a food that's made from corn. The only one we've got so far is cornbread. Still have four other answers. 740-751-4038. Who's going to get in on this one?
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say roasted corn. Roasted corn cob.
No roasted corn cobs. Go ahead, caller.
What about cream corn?
No cream corn.
No creamy corn on the list. You know, I never liked cream corn. That's never something I could get into, cream corn. Not one of my favorites. 740-751-4038. Name a food that's made from corn. Now, there is an odd one on this list, and I'm going to give you a hint on this because I'm not sure how this is considered a food, but what is something you would give somebody?
Go ahead, caller.
Isn't there a cornbread pudding?
There might. No pudding on the list, though.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Fritos.
What's that?
Fritos, the
chips. Oh, yeah, corn chips. Yes, corn chips are on the list. Who do we got on the line?
Angela Merman.
Angela, you are in the competition. Thank you.
Yep.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Vegetable soup has corn in it.
No vegetable soup. Good guess. Go ahead, caller.
Is beer made out of...
You know, I'm not sure, but beer's not on the list. Go ahead, caller.
How about cheese curls?
No cheese curls on the list.
A lot of guesses there. Name a food that's made from corn. We've got cornbread and tortilla chips.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Tortilla chips?
We've already got those tortilla chips.
All right, thanks.
Go ahead, caller.
Did you have popcorn?
No, popcorn's number one on the list, Judy. We got you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Judy Summers in again. Popcorn was number one on the list. I know somewhere Jeannie Evers, if she's listening to this, is saying, why wasn't that the number one guess? Good old popcorn.
Go ahead, caller.
Caller.
Go ahead.
Oh, we lost that one. That must have been popcorn as well. We've got popcorn, cornbread, and tortilla chips.
Go ahead, caller.
How many?
How many what?
That's a good one. I'm proud of you.
Well, you know, you got to think on your feet here on Friday morning. No.
You do.
No hominy.
All right. Better luck next time.
Okay, thanks.
All right, 740-751-4038. Name a food that's made from corn. Two answers left. You know, Adam's not guessing here because the only food he eats is dipped in chocolate and sugar.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Let's try corn syrup.
No corn syrup.
Now, I say there is a funny answer on this list, and it's something you would give somebody, which I'm not even sure is a food. I don't even know why it's on the list.
Go ahead, caller.
Corn dogs?
What's that?
No corn syrup.
Corn dogs.
No corn dogs. Go ahead, caller.
Have you had cereal?
No, cereal is on the list. Corn flakes cereal. You're in, Judy.
Okay.
Judy trying to get some tickets here for her friend to Nelly tomorrow night at the Ohio State Fair. Well, there's one answer left, and it's the odd answer. It's something you would give somebody, not a food. Something you would give somebody.
Go ahead, caller.
Grits?
No grits.
No grits on the list today. It's something you... Okay, let me put it to you this way, because this is going to be hard to get, but I want somebody to get in on this. Okay. If I give you something, what is it? What would you call something I give you? I don't even know why it's in this corn category.
Go ahead, caller.
Is it a cornucopia?
Not a cornucopia. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try cornstarch.
No cornstarch.
If I gave you something, what would it be? It has nothing to do with corn. I don't know why it's in this category. But what would be something I would give you? If I gave you something, what would we call it?
Go ahead, caller.
How about corn stalks for a design?
Well, this would fall in that category, but not specifically that.
Okay, if you gave somebody corn stalks or a cornucopia, what would that be called? You're giving them a what? Now, we've got Mike, Kim, Judy Summers, and Angela in the competition here. Going to do a drawing here in about 22 minutes. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If I gave you a cornucopia, what would you call that? It's very strange, the thing.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
How about a thank you decoration?
Not a thank you decoration. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I don't know if this is like a corn when they put that out, the husk and stuff for decoration, there's corn stalks.
No corn stalks. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah.
What's that?
A gift.
Yeah. I know. I got to be able to hear better, don't I?
Yeah.
Yes, you got it. It's a gift. What's your name?
No corn stalks. Hillary.
Hillary? Is this Hillary?
I don't want tickets.
Oh, you
don't want tickets.
Oh, okay. But how you doing today? Are you enjoying the show?
Are you enjoying the show?
I don't know. It was loud in the background there, but we thank Hillary for listening this morning. Okay, next category. I don't know how gift got on there. I think that's crazy, but okay. Next category. Let's see here. What do we got? Well, this is good. This is kind of an interesting one. Name a food that can be molded into shape. Now, that's a thinker. Name a food that can be molded into shape. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. A food that can be molded into shape.
Go ahead, caller.
Rice Krispie treat.
No Rice Krispie treats. Go ahead, caller.
Jell-O.
Jell-O, number one on the list. Thank you.
The old Jell-O, number one on the list. Name a food that can be molded into shape.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Candy.
Candy. No candy on the list.
Oh.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey. Cookies.
Cookies. No cookies on the list. Go ahead, caller.
Chocolate.
No chocolate on the list.
Name a food that can be molded into shape. A food that can be molded into shape. How about that?
Go ahead, caller.
Cupcakes.
No cupcakes.
A food that can be molded into shape. 740-751-4038. Well, we got Judy Summers in three times, Mike in twice, Angela in once, Kim in once.
Go ahead, caller.
Ice cream.
No ice cream. Go ahead, caller.
Without food, but they're ice cubes.
No ice cubes. Good guess. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Jell-O.
Jell-O was number one. We got Jell-O. Go ahead, caller.
Gingerbread.
No gingerbread.
Name a food that can be molded into shape. A food that can be molded into shape.
Go ahead, caller.
What about cheese?
Cheese, number three on the list. Mike gets in to tie Judy Summers.
Cheese, number three on the list, absolutely. Alrighty here.
Go ahead, caller.
Just plain cake.
No cake.
No cake on the list. Name a food that can be molded into shape.
Go ahead, caller.
Meatloaf.
Meatloaf, number four on the list. You got it. Thanks, Trish. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, in honor of your friend Bill Cosby, the interviewer to the stars that you are, did somebody say Jell-O or Raisin Pudding?
Jell-O was number one. We already got that one.
Or Jell-O Pudding?
no pudding on the list.
Okay, well, I thought Bill would be an influence.
We
Thank
hope.
You.
Go ahead, caller. What's that?
Bread?
No bread. Go ahead, caller.
How about vegetables?
No vegetables.
Well, I'll tell you what, there is a particular vegetable on here. A kind of a vegetable. And bread is not far off. Bread is close.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm just going to say dough.
Dough, that's the one that's close to bread. Number two on the list. Judy pulls ahead of Mike again. Thank you, Judy.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
All right.
Go ahead, caller.
What about dough?
Judy just got dough.
Judy in the lead again.
Go ahead, caller.
How about fruit?
No fruit.
The last one is a vegetable, but it's a specific type of vegetable. I guess we'd call it a specific preparation, I would guess. So far this hour, we've got Mike in, three times? No, four times. Mike in four, Judy Summers in four, Kim, and Angela, so far. Ticket drawing coming up here in about 17 minutes. And we're going to have one next hour, too, so this is not the end.
Go ahead, caller.
Mashed potatoes.
That's it. Old mashed potatoes. You got it. So now, I think you've pulled ahead of Judy. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Mashed potatoes. That's it. Name a food that can be molded into shape. We've got Jell-O, dough, cheese, meatloaf, and mashed potatoes. Absolutely. All right, next category. Here on the big rundown. Name a food that you rinse off of a dish immediately, or it becomes hard as a rock. Oh, this is a fun category. You would have had to have cooked to know this one. Name a food you rinse off of a dish immediately because it becomes hard as a rock. 740-751-4038. Now we got tickets to Foreigner tonight at the Ohio State Fair. Nelly tomorrow night, Saturday night at the Ohio State Fair. Drew Hill Sunday night at the Ohio State Fair. Mike, Judy Summers, Angela, Kim in this hour.
Go ahead, caller. Fruitcake? What?
There's nothing. You lick the plate clean on fruitcake.
You have to. You have to. There's no other way to get it off other than a jackhammer. Now,
yeah,
what was
but
your...
I want to say tomato seeds.
Tomato seeds. No tomato seeds.
Oh, that's just nonsense.
I know. Go ahead, caller.
Cheese.
What's that?
Cheese.
Cheese? There's a specific type of cheese on this list.
Oh, I have no idea.
Keep thinking. Go ahead, caller.
Chocolate.
What, chocolate?
Yeah.
No chocolate. Go ahead, caller.
Eggs.
Eggs, number one answer on the list. Would you like to be in the competition?
Yes, my name is Patricia Augenstein.
Trish Augenstein?
Yes.
Gotcha, Trish.
Alrighty.
Go ahead, caller.
Caramel?
No caramel. Go ahead, caller.
Cheese.
There is a specific type of cheese. Keep thinking. Go ahead, caller.
What about that spray can cheese?
Not the
cheese
spray.
Whiz.
Not Cheese Whiz, but you're getting close.
Not Cheese Whiz, but there is a specific type of cheese on the list. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Cheese sauce.
That's it. Cheese sauce on the list. Gotcha, Mike. Go ahead, caller.
I don't fully understand the question, but I'm... Potato.
Have you ever done dishes?
Of course.
You've never had trouble getting something off a dish?
Oh, I see. When you wash the dishes. I was thinking when you eat the food. Oh, I get it. When you wash the dishes. Oh, okay. Well, I can give you an answer. Then ketchup, because ketchup hardens.
No ketchup.
Good.
Go ahead.
Well, we lost that one. All right. 740-751-4038. Name a food that you rinse off immediately after you eat, so it doesn't become hard as a rock. 740-751-4038. Oh, my goodness gracious. Phones are ringing off the hook. Go ahead, caller.
This is the one I hate the most because it takes forever. It's oatmeal.
Oatmeal, absolutely. Number five on the list. Thanks, Mike. Go ahead, caller.
Ramen noodles.
No ramen noodles on the list.
I believe that's called, is it ramen? What is ramen? But people say ramen, I believe. The English language will get you every time. Name a food that you rinse off a dish immediately, or it becomes hard as a rock. We've got oatmeal, cheese sauce, and egg. Two answers left. All righty.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Are you there?
Yep.
Syrup. I'm going to say syrup.
No syrup. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Hello? Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Hello? Go ahead, caller.
What about mayonnaise?
Mayonnaise?
Yes.
No mayonnaise. Go ahead, caller.
Cheerios?
No Cheerios.
No Cheerios on the list. Egg, cheese sauce, oatmeal. Two answers left to go. Name something you rinse off a dish immediately, or it becomes hard as a rock. 740-751-4038. Drawing coming up in about 12 minutes. We've got tickets to Foreigner tonight at the Ohio State Fair, Nelly tomorrow night at the Ohio State Fair, and Drew Hill on Sunday.
Go.
Lost that one. Maybe this will be the person with the right answer. We got the old dial tone there a second ago.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
What about cottage cheese?
No cottage cheese. Go ahead, caller.
I'm just going to say frosting.
No frosting.
Something you rinse off a dish immediately, or it becomes hard as a rock. 740-751-4038. In the competition, Mike, Kim, Judy Summers, Angela, Trish Augenstein, and we're going to draw here in about 11 minutes from now. Still have two more chances to get in. A food that you rinse off immediately
because it's hard as a rock. Go ahead, caller. What that?
Pasta.
Pasta, number three on the list. Go ahead, caller.
Lasagna.
Well, we just got pasta, so yes, lasagna is in there.
Darn it.
I know.
Pasta lasagna.
Go ahead, caller.
Pasta.
We just got pasta.
I know, I mean peanut butter. I'm
oh,
just saying that.
No peanut butter on the list.
Peanut butter, pasta, tomato, tomato. Let's call the whole thing off. All right, name a food that you rinse off a dish immediately, or it becomes hard as a rock. All right, let's see if this person's got the right answer. Go ahead, caller.
How about pet food? That really hardens if your dog or cat eats it. You didn't necessarily say after a human eats it.
Marijuana, did you say? Food. Did you say marijuana?
No, I said pet food.
Oh,
your
pet
dog
food.
Or cat food. The canned food, it hardens. You didn't necessarily say a person eats it, so after your dog or cat eats it, it'll sit there and harden, and it's hard to get out of the dish.
No pet That's food on the... No pet
okay,
food.
Okay, thank you.
Go ahead, caller.
Syrup or molasses?
No syrup.
No syrup or molasses. Name a food that you rinse off a dish immediately or it becomes hard as a rock. Oh, you know, fruitcake was wrong because, honestly, if you put fruitcake on there, it would probably just break the plate is what would go on.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say macaroni and cheese. That's one for me.
No macaroni and cheese.
No mac and cheese on this particular list. Name a food item that you rinse off a dish immediately or it becomes hard as a rock. Name a food item that you rinse off a dish immediately or it becomes hard as a rock. What would that be? 740-751-4038. We've got Mike and Trish Augenstein and Kim, Judy Summers, Angela.
Go ahead, caller.
Gravy?
No gravy.
No gravy on the list today. Name a food you rinse off a dish immediately, or it becomes hard as a rock. 740-751-4038. 8 minutes till we do the big drawing. Foreigner tickets tonight at the Ohio State Fair. Nelly tomorrow night. Drew Hill.
Go ahead, caller.
What about some kind of meat?
No meat on the list.
No meat on this particular list. Name a food that you rinse off a dish immediately, or it becomes hard as a rock. 740-751-4038. Egg, cheese sauce, pasta, oatmeal. One answer left. Who's got it? 740-751-4038. Now remember again, if you don't win this hour, we've got a whole nother hour coming up. So don't tune away.
Go ahead, caller.
Fried potatoes.
What's that?
Fried potatoes.
Not fried potatoes, but you're close.
Okay.
Not fried potatoes, but the collar is definitely close on the last one. If it weren't fried potatoes that were hard to get off a plate, what would it be? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 52 minutes past the hour here, WWGH time.
Go ahead, caller.
Mashed potatoes?
Mashed potatoes. You've got it. What's your name?
Angela Merman.
All right, Angela. We got it. You're in. Go ahead, caller.
How about...
What's that?
French fries.
No French fries. No French fries on the list. We got it. It was mashed potatoes. All right. 52 minutes past the hour here. So a food that you rinse off immediately or it becomes hard as a rock, that would be egg, cheese sauce, pasta, mashed potatoes, and oatmeal. Go ahead, caller. Hello?
Hi, is anyone getting rice?
What's that?
Rice.
No rice on the list.
All right, we're on to the next category here. Name a food item that a restaurant might offer as all you can eat. Oh, Lord. If there was ever a category that was Adam Lips, it would be this one. Name a food item that your restaurant might order as all you can eat. Might offer as all you can eat. Going to do the drawing here in about 4 minutes. Now, remember, we're going to do this next hour. Go ahead, caller.
Mac and cheese.
No mac and cheese on the list. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say fish.
What's that?
Fish.
Fish?
Uh-huh.
No fish. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Fish.
No fish.
No fish on the list. Name a food that a restaurant might offer as all you can eat.
Go ahead, caller.
Fish.
What's that? What?
Fish.
I can't hear you.
Fish.
Fish?
Yes.
No fish.
No fish on the list today. Kind of a popular answer, fish. But it does not make our list, unfortunately. Something that would be on an all you can eat.
Go ahead, caller.
Spaghetti.
No spaghetti.
No spaghetti on this particular list today. But the phones are ringing like mad. We love that. Go ahead, caller.
Go ahead.
I'm going to say chicken wings.
Chicken is, well, not chicken wings. What? Drop that a little bit.
Does it have to be a certain chicken?
Well, no. We'll get just chicken. It's just chicken. We'll give you a chicken.
Oh, my radio, you keep breaking up. You know, like when I say it, it doesn't catch it the first time or something.
Why? It's because people are calling in. It's a beep.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller.
Pancake.
Pancakes?
Yes.
No pancakes.
No pancakes on the list. Woo, we're going to draw here in about 3 minutes. And people are trying to get in. Holy moly.
Go ahead, caller.
Salad.
Salad bar, absolutely. Thank you, Judy.
Salad bar, of course, the old salad. Name a food that a restaurant might offer as all you can eat. Now, you say people don't listen to this station, listen to this.
Go ahead, caller. Salad. Go ahead. Hello. Yep.
Well, apparently that person... Maybe that person doesn't listen. No, I know they listen because I could hear the radio in the background. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
What about salad?
We just got salad.
Just got salad on the list. 56 minutes past the hour here, WWGH radio time.
All right, go ahead, caller.
Rolls?
No rolls.
No rolls on the... Got about 2 minutes to do the drawing here.
Available, buddy.
Uh-oh. Now the answering machine has fired up for some reason. So we're taking a pause in the action here till we get the phone line open back up. Now everybody is piling in. Name a food item a restaurant might offer as all you can eat. All right, I think we got him up and running again here. I think we do.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
How about biscuits or rolls?
No rolls or biscuits. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say peanuts.
No peanuts.
No peanuts, to be sure. Boy, a lot of people in this hour. Angela, Judy Summers, Mike, Trish Augenstein. Who else do we have there? Kim?
Go ahead, caller.
What about pasta?
Pasta, number 5 on the list. We got you, Mike.
Going to do the drawing in 1 minute. 1 minute. Now, remember, if you don't win this hour, we are going to have a drawing next hour. So don't
go away. Go ahead, caller.
Spaghetti.
No spaghetti.
No spaghetti here. If you don't win this hour, you still got next hour. So don't you dare tune away.
Go ahead, caller.
French.
What's that?
French fries.
No French fries.
No French fries on the list today. Like I say, if you don't win, you still got next hour. So don't you dare tune away. All right, we're going to draw here after this call. Go ahead, caller.
Pizza.
No pizza.
All right, we're going to do the drawing here. Let's shake them up. Our winner this particular hour, you can choose Foreigner, Nelly, or Drew Hill tickets. We'll take one more call.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Soup and salad.
Let's see. No, we already got salad and no soup on the list. Good guess, though.
Well, we're going to have to pause in the action because we got to take a draw here. So here's our winner this hour. Now, remember, we're going to do it next hour. So if you didn't win this hour, call back in next hour. Okay, the winner this hour is, shake these all up, the winner is, da-da-da-da-da, pull it out here. Well, how about that? Well, see, I guess number of entries doesn't matter in this particular case. The winner is Kim. Kim, call in and tell me which ticket you want. You only got a minute here to call me. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Remember, we're going to do this next hour, so don't go anywhere. Is this Kim?
No, this is
the one. Oh, okay. Kim won.
Kim, call me. Do you want the Foreigner, the Nelly, or the Drew Hill? 740-751-4038. If you did not win this hour, we've still got all the tickets next hour. Don't you dare tune away. And if Kim doesn't call back and claim her tickets, there might be more tickets available. We might do double ticket giveaways next hour. Maybe we'll do one every half hour because we've still got tickets we need to give away here for concerts this weekend. So, Kim, call me, 740-751-4038. Other than that, we'll be back in 15 minutes. Don't you dare go away.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. For legendary Emmy Award-winning actor, best known for his role of Lou Grant on The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Ed Asner.
You have always lived a very public life, certainly since Mary Tyler Moore. Is that tough when people constantly come up to you, say hello, want to take your pic, especially with cell phones? Everybody's got a picture, a phone, and is anything private?
No, no, not much is private, but I'm a publicity so I drop my pants at the slightest provocation. I show